We come to our interview now with George Bryson for Iron Losh, or Iron Losh as it's known locally. And we'd just like to start by asking Jordy, as he's known to all his friends, and I'd just like to know, his good wife Jane is here as well, just to keep us both right. So, Jordy, maybe you'd like to tell us about your early years, and were you born in Iron Losh?
No, I was born in Pulnaki.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm a city dweller.
Aye, a sailor.
Moved to Idaho, yes.
Uh-huh.
And I came here when I was two.
Uh-huh.
Two, so...
Aye, into the farm.
Aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye, leaving the same house ever since.
All right, aye, so, aye. In your early years, is it Balmaclan School, presumably?
It was Balmaclan.
Aye, uh-huh. Aye, early memories of the... Early memories of the school.
I've been soaked plenty, walking to the school.
You walked there and back.
I had to walk there and back.
Uh-huh, aye.
But it's just a mile. There was a fair crowd of us.
Was there, aye? How many would be there at school at that time?
At the school, would there be both classrooms?
You'd have two teachers.
Six,
aye. Uh-huh.
There'd be 50 or 60 pupils, I'm sure.
Aye.
Both classrooms are full.
Right. Can you mind your teachers' names?
Aye, Miss Thompson was the infant,
uh-huh.
And Lewis, Fred Lewis was the...
Aye.
The...
For the our reigns. Aye, uh-huh. Aye. Can you mind much about the school life in Atard?
No, really, no. Just... Yeah.
Did you get the ultimate punishment at times at Balmaclan?
I think I got the belt hints. I think that was all.
Is that right?
Aye.
Aye. Uh-huh.
My writing wasn't big enough. That was the...
Of course, aye.
Oh, aye. It was a big crime.
Aye, so it would be, aye.
Further than that.
Aye. And did any day trips or excursions with the school? Did you go on any?
Well, there was the annual trip to Sandy Hills.
Uh-huh. Aye.
It was a big day.
Aye.
Uh-huh. And... I think laterally we went to Girwin a couple of times.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Well, there was a trip every year.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Two buses.
That was Mackenzie's bus, was it?
Joey Mackenzie's bus.
Aye, Fidel Rye.
Aye.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Lochinvar. And presumably then on to Dorai, was it?
Aye.
That would be what is now the community centre up there.
That was Pickle Street. That was the gym.
Uh-huh.
Aye. The actual buildings were just... Okay. They were very cheap.
Uh-huh.
How would you describe them? They'd be prefabricated, I think.
Uh-huh.
But
aye.
Then they were demolished when Nishan was...
When the new one...
Oh, aye.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Aye.
And how was that? Did you have many good experiences at Dorai, or was it a case of...
It was just...
You just had to do your time?
I went because I had to.
Aye.
There was no escape.
Oh.
But I think I spent most of my time looking out the window.
As we do.
I wasn't greatly interested.
Aye. And no. Sport? On the sport at the school, did you play any?
Just the ordinary football.
Aye. Uh-huh. Aye.
With a couple of days of cricket in the summertime. You can't athletics.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Even in those days, you played cricket at Dorai.
Aye. With Benson.
Uh-huh.
Aye. With Jim Benson. Mr. Benson.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
He was a really good teacher.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And the sporting side was good.
Aye. And did he always intend to work on the farm when you...
Aye.
He'd no other inclination to...
No.
No. Uh-huh.
No, I can mind of all he'd master saying that I was going to be a failure because I wanted to work on a farm. I guess all I knew it'd come right.
And you do a lot of work anyway as a boy on the farm. Did you just muck in with other jobs that your man and father and...
And
your brother.
My brother was here. And,
uh-huh.
We used to feed the hens in the morning and feed the calves.
Aye.
Before he went to school.
Was this calves that your man Fair bought in to no, rear?
We were off the... We had a wee dairy then, again. So we just did that.
Aye, of course, them. Aye. Mm-hmm. What kind of coos were they?
They were
Ayrshires.
Aye.
Still with their horns?
They were short-horn.
A short-horn ball?
Back in when they were dehorned.
Aye, with the wire rope, was it? And they would be in a winter, really tied up in stalls.
If it was a reasonable day, they could do it.
Aye.
But they were in at night.
Aye. Mm-hmm. And the milk, how was it sold?
It'd get into the 10-gallon cans.
Aye.
The milk larrick and ruin every morning.
Aye. Of course, in them days, most folk would have some dairy coos.
There was a lot of dairy.
Aye.
There was dairies all over.
Aye.
Scroggy, and Burmurray, and ourselves. And Achrea, Derwalky, and Youngson.
They all had dairies, aye.
Aye.
Gaily Ayrshires or some black and whites at that time?
There were very few.
Aye.
Mine only black and white.
Aye.
No.
And they went, was that a white ball or Cumberland Shorthorn?
Shorthorn balls,
yeah. Aye. And did he keep them calves or did he sell them? Or
did he kept some of the heifers.
For sucklers,
for the
What the colours were they like?
They were good. They were kind of red and white again. Speckled. But roan, we used to call them.
And did he ever sell any dairy heifers, or did he just buy in when he needed to replace? Where did he go on for them?
Just cost of the wood.
Can you mind what you were paying for them at that time?
Well, with my father.
It would be a fair change.
Yes.
Aye.
I couldn't you
honestly
say.
No. And they were hauled up by a contractor, him, or did he?
Aye. Wally Merton.
In New Galway. And were they hand milked, or did he have a machine?
We had a machine.
Milk machine. So you helped them, and the other work, making hay, and did he grow any oats or barley at that time?
It was all oats.
Aye.
Wasn't so much barley when I was younger a bit.
Can you mind the binder? Did he have a binder here, or did somebody come in?
No, we had a binder.
Was that tractor, pood, or a horse?
Tractor.
And then, where did he get? Did you get a mill in? Did he get a later? Where was?
Was it the government the first mill?
I think
it was. It used to come around.
It used to be John McQuaker and Rob McRae. They squad of men.
John.
And did your neighbours come and help out at that time? Where were they fae?
When they were threshing, they all at McCutcheon for Scroggy. And Nat Peterson for Burmurray. And there'd be somebody would come fae for school. I think that was as far as away.
That was it, Did they have many stooks? Was there quite a few today, And as a boy, did you get what was your job at the mill? Was it killing the rats when they come out, or was it?
Well, you used to get plenty of them ricked up. You had to do something, Ken. Can't mind. I was all or a bit before I started to fork onto the mill.
And had you any working horses at that time, or was it when you
can
you mind them as a boy, or were they gone?
There was two Clydesdales.
And did he breed them, or did he buy them in as a broken?
He bought them.
Half broke, or can you mind this?
Wally Little's another unit that came to the threshing. Wally Little put
the horse.
And Wally and my father used to break horses.
Did they?
Clydesdales.
I can mind Agnes at Yentham would take them out onto the bog if she got a fiery in and run them he'd be running it up to here and his. Is that right?
I'm doing.
I'd heard that.
That wouldn't be Clydesdale's like. That would be.
Oh, it wasn't he? Right. What would they be? Can they draw?
They'd be just riding horses.
Is that right? Oh, aye. Uh-huh. Oh, and she worked for them too?
Oh, aye.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
But Wally was a grand.
Quite. Can mind them big, long, aye. Just mind them. Aye.
Oh, aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye, he'd use Clydesdale's eyes days.
Uh-huh. Aye.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was an expert with them, like.
A good horseman.
Oh, aye.
Aye. Steady eye. Uh-huh.
Aye.
Aye.
Wally, he used to do the. He was a dustman for New Galloway.
Aye.
He used to go on with horse and cart in New Galloway, Inger, and.
Did he, aye?
Lift it,
aye.
Took it up to the cow up the Newton Street Road.
Aye. Oh, it went up there?
Aye.
Right. Aye.
He went.
Aye. Did he deliver milk into Manor?
He might have done.
Aye.
Tommy Murray and Terwalky.
Uh-huh.
He could ruin the village with a,
aye.
With a horse and cart and the milk.
That would be the same Murrays that they were teachers, were they? The women or the daughters, was it?
Beats, aye.
Aye.
Tommy's sister, Eleanor.
Uh-huh.
Aye, she was a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And I think her niece was a teacher.
Aye.
Aye. What do you call her? Cathy Murray, she went to Canada.
Right, uh-huh, mm-hmm. Aye.
That was...
Aye.
That would be Tommy's brother, Tommy... That would be Tommy's brother. They had the post office in the village.
In Warmaclaren?
Aye.
Aye. Where the shop is now, or was it still...
Who's in it now? Again, you've got the hall.
Aye.
And of course, in the first
house. Alan Rumble will be in that house now. Yeah. That's that was old. That's right. Office. I think there's still a wee bit in it in the house that you can tell it was.
Aye.
Right. It was just a post office.
No.
It
was just a post office.
Aye. Was the store? The shop would be there in your early days, didn't it?
Aye.
Base shops. They end up the hill.
Grierson shop.
Aye, the bit that's being renovated now.
Aye.
What was it? Was it a general store? With
just
other,
the same.
Just the same. Could you buy clothing and things like that, or just food and your kind of necessities
just
for
groceries?
Aye. Nae other. And the smiddy would be in its where it is where it was in below the library and the cobblers.
Smiddy when the first on mine the smiddy was above that.
Uh-huh. Aye.
The library.
That's right.
There
aye.
Was a big,
aye.
There's big sliding door.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Aye. Aye. It was in there that Joe.
And Alistair.
Joe, they, aye.
Aye.
That's the.
Can you mind their father?
No.
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 No. Uh-huh.
No, my father can. But
aye. Did you go into the smiddy all the times during your cell with, as a young fella?
As a young fella,
aye. Aye. It used to be a common thing that the farmers in the area would send their sons to the smiddy, knowing that they would be there for several hours in a queue. It used to be that busy. Would you ever?
It used to be busy.
Aye. Uh-huh. Aye. Aye. Uh-huh.
The first thing I can mind now, tucking the socks. The blue aye. Socks.
Aye.
Aye. The bar of the bike and the handlebars.
On the push bike?
Aye, on the bike. You had to run there.
Aye. Aye.
And get them laid, and Joe would lay them.
Aye.
And you cleaned them down and left them and get back.
Aye, that was put them back to their original shape.
Aye.
Aye. And do that in the forge.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Aye. And do you ever mind the Aki first thing in the morning when he used to come for the house and he was maybe rather the worse for wear?
Well, I never realised at that age, like. But
aye.
I think it was quite a common.
There'd be money a buddy was there for a puncture to get sorted in the morning and only to discover Alistair had missed the hole and they had to come back. His eyesight was a wee bit impaired.
Aye, that's quite possible.
Aye.
Joe was... I think if you wanted off mended, I think Joe was the main man.
Aye. Joe would be the kid with his hands and Aki or Alistair would be the businessman that
he
did the dealing.
He was the pen.
Aye, that's right.
But Joe would...
Aye.
Oh, aye.
Uh-huh. Aye.
Mm-hmm.
And then did he do a lot of growing the oats in them days when you're binding and?
Oh, I would have what? Would he have been 10 acre or?
Aye.
or lie corn.
Aye, uh-huh.
And then it get into turnips the following year. Aye. And that.
And then the year after, it went back to sow out corn. And that was mainly for your sheep feeding the cattle? And
aye, it was year in use.
Aye, uh-huh. And did you buy in feeding in them days for one of the local firms?
Aye.
Try and grow as much as you could?
Oh, aye.
Aye.
Amazed it was getting growing.
Aye.
But, who was it? Carsell for the baby, I think.
That's an all long lost name, aye.
Aye.
The biggers.
They used to come around.
Did they, aye?
And Derby's and Castle Douglas.
Aye. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Aye. Uh-huh.
But,
do you keep any pigs in them days?
We used to have
a lot of bits would hay, aye.
Aye.
No, a sow, just a pig to fatten, was it?
Aye.
Aye. And did your parents butcher that themselves, or did you get somebody in? For that would be a big occasion at times.
The pig killer.
Aye. The story was some of the men would be too much hospitality before they actually done the job. And pig got a reprieve.
I can't imagine how they stored it. Would they start it? Because there was no freezer.
No. You'd likely be dry cure. Would it be hanging up? Maybe in the kitchen, the business here, if the beams were still there, there'd maybe be an odd bit where there was a... Aye, that's right, aye, that's your... Aye, and they'd be there hanging for months.
For a while.
Aye, that's right, and good stuff, aye. So as you get older and that, you tend to kind of have other interests in life, and you'd attend the village hall in Balmaclaren for a few things, Jordy. What did you take part in doing there?
Just mainly the badminton and that would be the longest.
Aye.
As he said, there was a boxing.
We'll go in the boxing club then. How did he get involved with that? How did he get involved? Did he hear about it or in the hall or did somebody ask you?
Ferguson.
That'd be ex-school teacher.
I forget. You can mind him.
He used to give me the belt regular at Balmaclaren School, which is most annoying. You only got it once. He was a... So was he an ex-boxer or was he?
Aye.
Was he?
He was. He was a University Blue, as they talk about. Edinburgh University.
Right.
He boxed for the University.
Aye. He'd be in the light category, wasn't he? He was a wee man.
Aye. Couldn't see what weight he...
Right.
Don't know if he'd be flyweight.
Aye. Uh-huh. So he started up a boxing club or a training?
Aye, when he came to Balmaclaren School.
Right.
He started
up. And was there a few locals joined in along with yourself?
There was a few to begin with.
Can you mind any of their names and where they were from?
Chuck Kirk from the school. The longest in. But I think most of the lads came to begin with.
Aye.
A lot of them used to come... But they keep fit side, it came for the training.
Aye. Uh-huh.
That was actually my favourite bit of booty.
Was it? Did you run in
in the summertime.
But in the hall?
In the winter, I mean.
Aye, wouldn't it?
It was dark when you got.
But
it used to be good fun, you can.
Was it quite a big membership? You mind?
No.
Would there be 10 blokes at it?
If there was 10, I think that would.
Right. How long would that last for them, Johnny?
Gee, how long was working here? It would go on for 3.
Uh-huh. Aye.
3 years.
Aye. Did you have any actual matches in the hall, or was it like...
No, in the hall.
You went to other venues for...
Aye. We used to went over to Wiltshire a couple of times again.
Aye.
Because it was strong over there.
Was it?
Aye.
Right.
And Castle Douglas had a good club.
Uh-huh. Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
We used to go on.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Used to hurt quite a bit. But when you're young and daft, having your day out. But if I had my time over again, I wouldn't. But I would do the training, but I wouldn't get in.
That's a boxing?
No.
Aye.
But anyway, it was better as fighting outside a pub in a set.
That would be right, aye.
You used to get fined for
kind of legalised.
Wake up date.
Aye.
And it didn't cost us all.
Aye. But a great experience in them days, yet.
I didn't even want to hear them, right?
Aye. So it just sort of petered out in the hall, folk went on to other things.
Yeah. Can't mind if we Fergie left or no. He didn't go on for he went into Galloway, didn't he?
I think so, aye. And aye. He was fairly young, that man, he didn't did. He? Aye, I mean that.
Up into him, he was as fit as a fiddle.
He would, aye, aye, there would be. Aye, aye.
And
yet,
I'm sure. He maybe was a year or 2 hours 50, but he'd been in here.
No.
And he was bedridden for a couple of years before he passed away.
Ah,
yeah. It seems like that. Was,
aye, right.
He was an invalid for a while.
Aye. So after that in the hall, what was it? You mentioned badminton. When would he start playing in the hall? What year? That'd be early 70s or?
Yeah.
Was it a proper club then, or did it? Was there just a few he's got together?
It was a rich club.
Uh-huh.
Aye, Ella Stewart used to take it. Ella was the village.
Johnny Stewart. Aye. John's wife? Johnny Stewart. Aye, that was the postman.
That's right, aye.
Aye, so she started off the club, aye.
Aye.
Had there been a club before that, or
when she started? Oh, I think there been a club for a while. I didn't think we started it. Again, no. It was just on.
When would it? Would it start in the late 40s, right, or early 50s?
I'd just be guessing.
Aye.
But I would think it'd be there in the 50s.
Aye. So Ella run the club by, and had you a lot of members at that time then?
There was a good 12, being the teens.
Uh-huh, aye. For what kind of age group went to that then?
Just talking age,
aye. Richt pay, what can you 7, 8 year all up to
I think they adults were there to begin with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, early.
Oh, they gave the youngins the hall themselves.
6 to 7 and then all the youngins.
Uh-huh, aye.
Gone for aye. 7 or that, aye.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, and how long would that? Going on for
quite a good for
Queen years. Aye. I can mean.
Is it badminton the new?
No. The villages fell away about the same time. You would play matches away, Dejora, didn't
aye.
You?
Aye. Aye.
Uh-huh. Was you
I used to play, you know, ten other villages.
Aye.
Is there name in the Rye?
Don't think so, no.
The Rye was always a stronghold.
They were quite good, aye.
They always had a lot of experience.
That's right, aye.
It was strong.
Aye. But there was, even when I came, there was a good membership, aye. And what would the where was the furthest travel club that would come to Bamaclan, can you mind?
Oh, gee.
Beeswing was in, no, I can mind. Were you there when they were?
No.
Because in them days, every village would have a badminton club. And
aye. It was, aye.
Aye. Well attended and, aye.
It wasn't, there was TV, like, but it wasn't.
No. And we would help Mrs. Stewart at that time, the other Allah folk for the village? Was there, Allah had helped her in the village?
Quite a kind of mind, to tell you. Hell, it was the mainstay.
Aye. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I can mind
Ron Peterson, I think.
Tarolke. Did he help? Aye.
He used to go on.
Again, latterly, it was Bert Jordan and Peter McNichol. They so after the badminton, I can mind you'd play a bit of football in the old school and that. Some of the boys some of the boys for round about that came to that? You mind them?
Dick McGall.
Aye, New Galloway.
And Ross Laurie, Davy McClurg.
Aye, New Galloway men, aye.
Aye, well, Davy was born McClurg.
That's right at that time, aye, aye. Uh-huh.
Just a wee Rob McCarthy
uh-huh.
and Eric Stewart.
Aye, uh-huh.
Aye.
Aye.
Who else was there? The Barney Fitterwattle to go on.
Uh-huh. Aye. Aye. Odd times, aye. Uh-huh.
Eh?
Aye. He would be there odd times, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Who else was there? Sonny Kilpatrick and David Kilpatrick too.
Aye. So there wouldn't be much else. Did you ever attend on in the hall?
Oh, I know them, but they were very...
No. What were they? Were they Kayleys, were they?
Aye, they were made of that kind of style.
Aye. There wouldn't be a bar in the hall at that time, was there?
Certain.
Oh, there was a bar, aye. Aye.
Well, right. They got a licence.
Aye.
Bar in.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't attend them very often, really.
No. There'd be whist drives as well. You wouldn't be a whist man.
No, but the whist drive, aye.
Your mother and father, did he attend?
Father wasn't so keen on games.
But mother,
aye. My mother was.
Aye.
Uh-huh. They used to get some fair crowds.
Apparently, aye, they did, aye. A lot of folk fearing about.
They used to be busloads came for.
Aye.
Uh-huh. Doing, I suppose, because I think there was a bus. So, just to raise funds for the hall and that. And various organisations.
Well, the hall is 100 years old in 2024.
24.
It's 100 year old. So it's been gone a long time. Aye.
It is.
And only the members of the village, did you do much else? You'd always go into the shop and the smiddy and these sort of things. And how do you find, what's the biggest change you've seen in this area now since you were a young fella? Changes to livestock or wee farms disappearing and characters disappearing and
decrease in population will be the biggest thing.
Aye.
It's just not the folk.
I
mean, when we walked to the school, said that it'd be the four of us.
Brothers and sisters. Aye.
And there'd be four for Wood Park. And there was the Folds at Holland and Alec McClitchin. And then he went back, there was the Semples and McCrones at Trohane.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did down, and there was the McNishes at Boglemow.
Aye.
And then the Kirks and Tom Olson for Burscobe.
Aye.
So you'd have this.
Aye. You'd almost a heel skill just up this road.
You would, aye.
Aye.
Uh-huh. Aye, it went well into double figures, which they were doing there.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Aye, and then they used to come the Mrs. Waterick's bus.
Aye, for Mid Park.
Aye.
Aye. Uh-huh.
She had a bus load that came around that way.
Uh-huh. He would work on the roads.
He did, Sonny Waterick.
Aye. Right, aye.
Mm-hmm.
And your neighbours, what were they like? He didn't across the road for you, not Peterson, a legend in his own time.
Well,
how did you find Nat Peterson? What was Nat?
Just a neighbour.
Same. He was well known all over for his quirks and his eccentricities. And
he was a wee bit, wasn't he?
What was Nat like to work with and to Ken as a neighbour? What was his
He was all right to work with, as long as he watched your cell again. He wasn't the safest to work on.
No.
Shouldn't have run him doing this, gone.
No.
But, No, health and safety didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Wait for much. Not. But he was all right.
And he used to have issues, a great man. He would have issues with, did he not keep a donkey or a mule?
A donkey, didn't he?
Did it not kill a lamb? Every year, and every year he had to thrash it to show it the error of its ways. There was something like that.
God.
He was a dog man too, wasn't he? Did he not train?
He liked his dog. Sheep dogs. And he was good.
A good way with the dogs.
Willa Little was another one. Willa Little, Terlottle, he spoke about.
Did he train?
He's
a steady man, mm-hmm.
Top notch, your dog.
And your neighbours on the other side, Scroogie, was that part of Trehane at that time, or was it on its own? Or?
It was actually rented,
aye.
It rented up off Trehane. Off the Shepley. That was the fame of it. And then eventually they took it into their own hand. But it's sell to me, Ken.
That's right.
Individual.
And you've seen a lot of changes in livestock and types of livestock since you were a boy. Is it for the better, do you think, or?
Oh, it's aye. Better quality of stock, I would say.
Aye.
Although, well, when I was young, it was mainly for dairy, and again.
At that time.
The majority had the dairy. So.
And it's completely changed now, of course. When would the dairy cows gone off there in Loss? Can you mind that and why?
Oh, aye. Early 70s.
Was it? Is that when things had either had to expand or get out?
Aye.
And were there still Ayrshires at that time?
Aye. But the milk larry came around, but they stopped. They forced them to get a bulk tank. That's when the bulk tanks
came.
When the 10-gallon cans.
Aye. They weren't they were not going to handle them.
Again, there was a good few stopped then.
And we took your milk away before that, didn't
they? Heat and Coulter. Between them. They had a lot of come up. And then Jordy Jordan for Cabaret Durham.
That's right.
He used to come and live. And then it went into the I think it was a milk marketing board, Stankers.
That'd be right, And were you sorry to see the dairy go? Was it done?
Well, it was.
They'd be on here for a long time.
And when I called Frosty morning, he came in the warm boiler. It was a good job. Better as feeding beasts outside.
That'd be right,
It was a bit more pleasant.
And did he grow turnips for the coos or kale?
Turnips and kale and cabbages. Spuds.
Oh, cabbages as well?
We used to grow cabbages.
Did you?
For the sheep, mainly.
For the sheep,
And the rain, yes.
And the turnips, it would be a fair job between sowing them and harvesting them, a lot of work.
There was a lot of money we were
sowing. And latterly, you've just worked away and as things has worked on now.
Silage and that.
Everything has changed now.
Things, grass.
And interesting to see the horses back when they're lost after all the years. They're still, they've come back. Anything else you want to add to Jordy before we.
I don't think
so. We've covered everything, have we? Right.
The likes of the morning will come in mind again. Oh, I should have said that.
As usual. Well.
Just the way of the.
That's it. Right.
I would say.
Thank you, Jordy. We'll end that the interview there.
Very good. And if you can sell it to